1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Varying opinions on last night's presidential debate, this man in New York.
A lot of ranting. Nothing was being talked about that was important. With all due respect, it was hard to understand the president. And the other guy was just rambling off.
Democrats concerned about President Biden's raspy, weak voice, which today became stronger and louder campaigning in Raleigh, North Carolina and New York City. Fellow Republicans praising former President Trump's performance. He held a rally in Chesapeake, Virginia. Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon must report to federal prison Monday. The Supreme Court decided he can't stay out while appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. A major win for the conservative legal movement at the Supreme Court. It reversed a decades-old rule saying courts should defer to a federal agency's reading of an ambiguous statute. This is ABC News. The Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell today announcing a settlement in a suit against Uber and Lyft over allegations the companies denied drivers basic benefits.
The settlement includes a guaranteed minimum pay standard of $32.50 an hour for drivers, along with a benefits package and protections, including paid sick leave and occupational accident insurance. Massachusetts Attorney General says the rideshare companies also agreed to pay $175 million to the state to resolve allegations of wage and hourly law violations, calling it the end to a years-long legal battle and the start of holding the companies accountable. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Iranians voted today for a new president to succeed their late leader who was killed in a helicopter crash last month. Experts say the election is a three-way race between two hardliners and a reform candidate. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died unexpectedly on Friday. Delagrave was first elected in 2015. County Board Chair Tom Kramer will serve as the acting county executive until the position is filled. Delagrave was born and raised in Racine County and lived in the area his entire life. Milwaukee leaders are calling for an end to gun violence after 2 days of multiple shootings. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman spoke at a press conference Thursday.
And we as a community need to step up and say, enough! Enough! Show our young ones how to resolve these issues in a productive way. Do something!
15 people were shot in Milwaukee on Wednesday and Thursday. A man, a pregnant woman, and a one-year-old baby were killed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a forward. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks used their second-round draft pick on Tyler Smith, a 6'9" forward out of Houston, Texas, just 19 years old. Assistant GM Milt Newton on what the Bucks saw in Smith.
Tyler, huge upside, tremendous talent, humble young man, hungry. The fact that he can shoot the ball at 6'10", 6'11", put some weight on, he'll be able to play some four and some five. Someone that we see having great upside that can help our organization for years to to come.
Smith has a wingspan of 7'1". What position does he see himself playing in?
I'm definitely a combo forward at the league, like 3-4, but it was just a situation our big got hurt. So, you know, just being able to show I could play multiple positions and it just helped my team in any way possible, but more so on the wing, 3-4.
Baseball, the first place Milwaukee Brewers open up a 3-game weekend home series tonight against manager Craig Counsell and the last place Chicago Cubs. They are 10.5 games behind Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. It's 71 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live. We're coming to you wherever you are in our beautiful rainy state tonight. Conrad, we are on statewide. It is our duty, I believe, to get a weather check. Is it raining everywhere in Wisconsin?
That I'm not sure of, but it is raining here.
No, thanks. You really cleared up a lot there, pal. Let's see. I got my weather app. Fond du Lac's looking at rain. Marinette's rain. Madison's getting some rain tonight at 8 p.m. They got thunderstorms, 100% chance. Yeah, it's rainy. Milwaukee's getting rain later. Kind of a weird... Would you say we've had good weather so far this summer?
You know, like, it's been hot, and then just this week has, like, been kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because, what was it, Wednesday or Tuesday night in Green Bay?
Yeah.
At, like, 1 a.m., the lightning was just going crazy.
That was pretty cool, actually.
It was.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of cold outside right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wearing longs.
But other than that, it's been a good summer, I feel like, for weather.
You got shorts on tonight?
I have shorts on.
Really?
But a sweatshirt.
I got shorts and a parka on, Pete, and flip-flops. And a knit hat. Great to have you with us tonight. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Conrad is working the board and taking the text and taking names. So get ready to join the show, folks. We got a fun one tonight. Sarah Pullen is here. She is the village administrator in Wausaukee, Wisconsin. She's going to join us to tell us all about their 4th of July celebration. Apparently, they really know how to do it upright in Wausaukee. I've been through there many times. Gorgeous little town. And if you have a fun 4th of July celebration, reach out to me. We will put you on to talk about it. We're going to talk about Riverfest on Monday in La Crosse. So all over, anywhere in the state, let us know. We'd love to hear what you're doing on the 4th. Mike Clemens will be here shortly after 8:05. He is going to report live from the Brewers game. And guess who else is joining us from the Brewers game tonight, Conrad?
Terry Barr.
She is. I think the word stalwart comes to mind. Terry does not miss an appearance. And I love that. Like, she's calling from concerts and, you know, knitting clubs and Brewers baseball games. And I don't know if she does knitting clubs or not, but she would. She'd call us from a knitting club. She'd probably crochet and tell us about the next band on Max Inc. all at the same time. That's what a trooper Terry is. So she'll be along at 8:35, as usual, on a Friday night. I got to ask, before we start, I guess we've started, but I'm in the grocery store today. Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I either end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Oftentimes, they're over 90 years old. And I don't mean that in a... It's not necessarily an age thing. It's just the way of payment takes longer. and the coupons take longer. So that's bad enough. We're waiting. She's got a ton of groceries. I don't even know how. I know I'm going to end up like helping her to the car with these groceries because she's got, I don't even know how she got it all. It was like, she probably went home and collapsed because she had so many groceries and she had canned goods and like, she probably wasn't 90. She was probably a solid somewhere between Trump and Biden, maybe even 5 years older. I don't know. But she was up there. And there's a pretty long line. She's taking her time. So tell me what you would do here, Conrad. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take?
The one who's waiting, who's been waiting the longest.
The next person in line, right? And I don't know, like, I think Wisconsin is by and large, for the most part, a more friendly state than California. But I will say California had that down. I can take someone on three. They always wait for the next person to go over there, the next person in line. Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. And people in Marinette, Wisconsin should not be in that much of a hurry. It's pretty easy to get around. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, you know, dude, whatever. I'm not going to get into it with someone, but this guy, like, whatever. And he had hot dog buns. Maybe he had hot dogs on the grill and needed the buns desperately.
See, I had a different experience. I was at Target, and they opened another lane, and the lady goes, I can take you, and she points at me.
That's what they should do.
And the other people rushed over there, and she's like, no, he was next. I'm taking him.
So she pointed to you, and the other people still oh, that's awful.
And then they looked at me. It's like awkwardly, like, walking past. I'm like, yeah, excuse me. Let me get through here. And I was getting all my stuff to travel. Gosh. So I just had a bag full of little, like, tiny, like, soaps and toothpaste and stuff.
Oh, this is before you went to Italy?
Yeah,
I don't, it's just so bizarre. Like, when she points you out and says, you're the one I'm checking out next. Like, I think people, I'm not mad about it. People need to be taught. There's an etiquette. I was kind of taken aback. I was like, this seems like kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But whatever. We got through it.
You know, you could also just use the self-checkout.
At this particular store, there is no self-checkout.
Oh, I know. That sucks.
They own three stores in the greater Marinette Menominee area. One of them does not have self-checkout. It's the older store, and that's the one I go to. I did, however, follow the woman out. This kind of blew my mind. I said, oh, can I help you with your groceries? And she's like, no, thank you. Like, I kind of thought this was really cool. Like, she wanted the workout. I get it. Like, she wanted the exercise of doing it and doing the work. I mean, that's a workout for someone that age. She had to go home and probably towel off right away. Anyway, it's just, I've had a lot of beefs lately, haven't I? I got my squirrel problem taken care of, too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they came out. Not too bad. $150. And, I know there's people out there saying, what kind of a man are you? You had to smell these things. And it was a whole family. It was like six squirrels, skinned, decaying. It was, the smell was so bad. And this guy goes over there, squats down and starts picking up the guts and the little pieces, just wearing gloves. And the other guy had to leave. He kind of covered his mouth and walked. The smell was so bad. Anyway, problem solved. So here's another thing that was in the news, turning to show business. Dave Grohl, who I like, criticized Taylor Swift, took kind of a shot at her and her Eras Tour. And he said, our tour should be called the Errors Tour because we make errors because we perform live and we actually sing. So, okay, that's fine. I guess I don't have a problem. It used to bother me. Like 20 years ago, it would have infuriated me to know that somebody is lip syncing. But as I get older, I realize it's not just about the singing. No one is there to hear a perfect, you know, instrument of a voice. It's a show. There's dancing, there's lights. It's the whole thing. That's what Taylor Swift does. And I'm kind of defending her, even though I much prefer the Foo Fighters music. I don't know really any of Taylor Swift's music other than three or four songs I've heard. It's fine. It's not really my thing, but to criticize her for that, First of all, Dave Grohl, you've done enough. You were in Nirvana. You've got your own band now. They're great. You're a huge draw. You've got, if they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame already, they will be. They've got nothing to prove. I feel like he should be above taking a shot at Taylor Swift. I think that's weird. And he's pretty active, but mostly they stand there and they play and they sing. That's different than dancing around. It's a different thing. And I think Taylor Swift fans don't really expect her to sing every song, and I don't even know what she does. She might not even lip sync for all I know. I'm just basing this off what Dave Grohl said. I don't think they care. It's about an experience, being there together and seeing the Swifties, you know. It would be worse if Dave Grohl lip sync, because he's just standing at the mic. He's running around a little bit, you know. He's a fun guy in concert. What do you think about this, K-Rad?
I don't really, I don't know. It's if they have the talent, I feel like they should sing.
Ideally, sure.
But if they just have that many songs in their discography, it's like you can get away with it a little bit.
And it's a 3-hour show.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and she's doing it oftentimes night after night. I mean, I get it. Yeah, ideal. In a perfect world, they sing.
I feel like if it's like a 1 hour to 2 hour maybe show,
yeah,
she'll be singing.
Right.
Get your money's worth what the crowd, you know, paid for. But 3 hours, yeah, I feel like it's a lot. It's a lot of singing. Yeah.
And it's a different thing. This is not Woody Guthrie sitting on a stool, strumming his guitar, lip syncing. This is a girl who is, a woman who is all over the place. Costume, more. It's a show. That's like a Broadway show. And I guess during a Broadway show, they really sing. But it's more about a performance, I think. That's tonight's question. Is lip syncing during a concert okay? What do you guys think? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Is lip syncing okay? Does it depend on the artist? You can put qualifiers on there if you want. Or just a hard and fast yes, no. That's fine. Let us know. You can also text us on the app. Our app is fantastic. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, you got to try it. We must have some new listeners, by the way, Conrad. Did you see we got a lot more likes and follows? That's fun.
That is fun.
I feel like a 12-year-old, but I like the likes and I like the follows. So if you're so inclined, folks, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, give us a like if you're there.
And a follow.
If you're digging the show, and a follow, that's great. And seriously, the app for Civic Media is so easy. I use it all the time. I even use it when I'm in my car and I can get the radio station. I'll just pipe the app through, I don't know. It's just easier. I've gotten so used to it. But check it out if you haven't. And as always, you guys know, chime in anytime you want. Join the show and give us your opinion on what we're talking about. Sherry says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Hi, Sherry. Good evening, ma'am. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. I don't know. This is a night people should just sit in, I think, and watch the radio, right?
Yeah, it's a rainy night out.
It's a rainy night. Whoa. Silent J is tuning in on the stream. How you doing, Silent J? Good to see you, buddy.
What else could you do on a Friday night, right?
Well, yeah. You could go out and sing in the rain. That's fun. There's no lightning. Get out there and sing. No, stay in and listen, and then go out and sing.
I'm still scared to go outside after the incident.
Yeah,
so.
you don't need to be struck by lightning again. That was your liability that night. I'm glad you've rallied. Conrad's all healed up. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about John Cusack and Kathy Bates. And we got great clips from their movies. It's their birthday today. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Is it okay to lip sync during a concert? That's our question tonight. Let us know what you guys think. Dave Grohl took a shot at Taylor Swift, saying the Foo Fighters make mistakes because they actually sing. Maybe a legitimate complaint. Love the Foo Fighters. But what do you guys think? Is it okay to lip sync if you're Taylor Swift or anybody else? I think Britney Spears has done it. Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age, but I feel like if you're dancing around like a maniac, there should be a qualifier. You really can't sing. That's like doing jazzercise and trying to belt out a Sinatra tune, which I've tried many times. I don't recommend it. The film Baby Driver was released on this day. Did you see Baby Driver, Conrad?
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Loved it.
I've seen it probably like three times, four times.
Yeah, my son and I went twice. That was really fun. I wonder if it holds up. Not that it's only been like, I don't know, 6 years or something like that, but I got into that and I just don't know. I don't know.
You know, it is on Netflix.
Is it?
So you could watch it again.
I think that's why I'm asking. I really don't have a desire to see it again. Now, I did see it twice and I really liked it. Love John Hamm in it. He played a great psycho. If you guys are interested, Mike Siegel, my good friend, was on the show a couple nights ago, and he does a great podcast called Travel Tales. Mike's been all over the world. He has great guests who have also been all over the world. I have not nearly been all over the world like any of them, but I did talk about Wisconsin on Travel Tales this week, and it dropped yesterday. I'm sorry. Mike put it out there. It's called Travel Tales with Mike Siegel. And I talk about our phenomenal state in the summertime because really there's no place else I would rather be. Summer and fall in Wisconsin, those are my seasons. And I talk about it on Mike's podcast. We talked for about an hour. It was fun. Mike's a funny guy. He's hosted a lot of shows. He hosted If Walls Could Talk, What You Get for the Money, Movie Break on TBS. Seems like for a while there you couldn't turn on your TV without seeing Mike Siegel. And now he's got a really cool podcast, so check it out. He's a frequent guest, a frequent flyer here at Nightlight. And some good movies come out. Quiet Place Day One is reviewing really well. I might have to go see that. I'm not a horror guy, but I love when a franchise can lose its two biggest stars in Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. Krasinski was in the first one, directed the second one, and now he's no longer involved. He might be like an executive producer or something, but it's still getting very good reviews. And we got some birthdays. Oh, Ed the Diver checking in on the stream. Hey, Ed, he says, love the music. When are you going to have me on again? Got lots of stories from the Midwest. Don't get soft now. Oh, I am soft. Ed, I'm an inside guy, Ed. Love my color television. I'm not the outdoorsy type that Ed the Diver is. Ed, if you guys don't follow Ed the Diver on Facebook, do it now because it's kind of addicting to watch what he does. And I'm kind of behind. I got to check his posts, but he and Silent J and now Christy too, clean up the rivers. They pull the lures out. And what's great about it is not just the work they do, but the attention they get for traveling around to do it. And I hope people aren't just going, oh, that's great that he does that. I hope it encourages people to want to keep clean waters and not litter as much. Nothing ticks me off more than when I'm walking by, I look down in the river or lake and there's a Coke can. You drop your Coke in the river or the lake, get your fat butt down there and pick up your Coke can. Don't make Ed the Diver do it. Ed, you are welcome anytime, buddy. You know that. Come back and see us next time you're in Green Bay. We'll talk to Ed. We'll talk to Silent J. Christy Barlamin, I think, is part of the team now. They've got an army of pollution fighters, and it's fantastic. So this is John Cusack's birthday today. John Cusack turns 58. I have to tell you, Conrad, where are you at on John Cusack? The man, not the actor. No, I'm just kidding. The actor.
I don't really know.
How about the man? Do you know the man?
I do. The man.
I got to tell you, there's times I really like John Cusack, and there's other times I just, he seems like he's acting, which is what he's doing. I get it. Haha. But great actors don't act. They just are. You don't know they're acting. You can lose yourself in their performance. And the guys and girls that do it great. And John Cusack has moments, but I feel like he's mugging or acting sometimes. I did love him in Gross Point Blank, and we do have a clip from that. And in this clip, John Cusack goes back to his class reunion. That's kind of the basis of the whole movie. But he sits down with a classmate who's just had a baby. They're 10 years out of high school, and he's asking her what married life is like. And when the dialogue on the clip stops, it's Cusack just staring into the eyes of a baby while this really cool song plays. But here's their discussion before that moment. Go ahead, Conrad.
Wow. Yeah. And how is it all? It's not like I'm supposed to be, right?
No, it's not true.
No?
It's great.
Really?
I'm so great. People think that when you get married, you lose your freedom.
Not true?
No. It's better and better. So how are you? How's your life?
In progress.
Yeah. Wait, can you hold Robbie for a sec?
No.
I'm going to get his bottle. It's okay. Go ahead. You won't break him. Spend the first year just trying to keep these little guys alive.
Yeah, I imagine they'd be very vulnerable to the elements.
Yeah. Hey, what's your name?
Robbie.
Where did you find the rest of it? Was that the clip I sent you?
Yeah.
Seems like there's extra words on there at the end. It's also Kathy Bates' birthday. And if you have not seen the film Misery with Kathy Bates and James Caan, do yourself a favor. James Caan is an author. He gets in an accident. His number one fan rescues him. Do we have time to do
this? Yeah. Yeah,
okay. This is Kathy Bates in James Caan Misery.
When I was growing up in Bakersfield, my favorite thing in all the world was to go to the movies on Saturday afternoons for the chapter plays.
Cliffhangers.
I know that, Mr. Man. They also call them serials. I'm not stupid, you know. Anyway, my favorite was Rocket Man. And once it was a no-brakes chapter. And the bad guy stuck him in a car on a mountain road and knocked him out and welded the door shut and tore out the brakes and started him to his death. And he woke up and tried to steer and tried to get out, but the car went off a cliff before he could escape. And it crashed and burned, and I was so upset and excited. And the next week, you better believe I was first in line. And they always start with the end of the last week. And there was Rocket Man trying to get out. And here comes the cliff. And just before the car went off the cliff, he jumped free. And all the kids cheered. But I didn't cheer. I stood right up and started shouting, "This isn't what happened last week! Have you all got amnesia? They just cheated us! This isn't fair! He didn't get out of the cock-a-doody car!"
She's just bananas in that movie. It's so great. Coming up next, I'm going to read some more of your texts. I got a new one from Ed I'll read. And then we're going to welcome Sarah Pollan, who is the village administrator in Wausaukee. She can tell us all about what is going on in Wausaukee in the 4th of July. You know Wausaukee? It's like a suburb of Marinette, kind of. I bet the people of Wausaukee love that. All right, coming up next, Sarah Pollan, more of your texts. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Varying opinions on last night's presidential debate, this man in New York.
A lot of ranting. Nothing was being talked about that was important.
With all due respect, it was hard to understand the president, and the other guy was just rambling off.
Democrats concerned about President Biden's raspy, weak voice, which today became stronger and louder campaigning in Raleigh, North Carolina and New York City. Fellow Republicans praising former President Trump's performance. He held a rally in Chesapeake, Virginia. Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon must report to federal prison Monday. The Supreme Court decided he can't stay out while appealing his contempt of Congress conviction. A major win for the conservative legal movement at the Supreme Court. It reversed a decades-old rule saying courts should defer to a federal agency's reading of an ambiguous statute. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reactions are split along party lines after Thursday night's presidential debate. Wisconsin Republican strategist Reince Priebus.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler says Donald Trump is still the wrong choice for Wisconsin. A second teenager from Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is charged in the death of a staff member. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblum was arrested with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd after they attacked 49-year-old Corey Prolks, who was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblum faces charges of felony murder and battery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reactions are split along party lines after Thursday night's presidential debate. Wisconsin Republican strategist Reince Priebus.
The reality is, it was actually a sad, embarrassing night for the president. His family should have sat him down weeks ago and told him, you know, Dad, you know, your spouse, look, it's time to step aside.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler says Donald Trump is still the wrong choice for Wisconsin. A second teenager from Lincoln Hills Youth Prison is charged in the death of a staff member. 17-year-old Ryan Nyblum was arrested with 16-year-old Javarius Hurd after they attacked 49-year-old Corey Prolks, who was declared brain dead on Tuesday. Nyblum faces charges of felony murder and battery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. It's 71 right now.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Coming up on Monday, Johnny's off, so Frank Hermans joins me on the show. Brittany Merlot will have our weather forecast for the week, and we'll get a final report from Peter and Tracy Flukey about their tandem bike trip to New York City.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Got a few more texts here. Tonight's question, if you want to get in on the conversation, is it okay to lip sync? Dave Grohl took some shots at Taylor Swift, my part-time girlfriend, and said it is not okay. My argument is just that she dances around so much and plays for 3 hours, and I think people are there for an overall show and performance. I don't think they care. And if the fans don't care, it doesn't matter. And I say this being a fan of the Foo Fighters and not necessarily of Taylor Swift's music, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. We got more stuff coming up on the stream here. Ed the Diver says, I've got a few episodes coming out with producer Bill Shirk. He's the bomb. Numerous outdoor channels. I ain't no actor, but I appreciate their grind. And a boy, Ed. Ed also says, after my tour is done, I'd be glad to come on your show, Pete. Ed, the chair is here and it's getting cold. Come on in whenever you're ready. Ed posted a picture on Facebook recently of himself. He has a six pack and I felt weird liking it. So I don't think I liked it because I thought that would have been strange. Conrad, would that have been strange? I'm just liking that he's in shape. Like when I moved here, I had a six pack.
So you like it and then comment under it why you liked it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Very sexy, Ed. No, I'm as a guy who had a six pack and now has like a 1.5 pack. I mean, we all have a six pack underneath layers of flesh, but also Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. If I pay a lot of money for a concert ticket, I want it to be live. No lip syncing. Remember Ashley Simpson on SNL and her snafu with her lip syncing. Yeah, that was bad. But that's one song, Anna, right? I mean, that's inexcusable. You're singing one song on Saturday Night Live. Use your actual voice. Steve says, I got to say, Pete, I agree. Summer and fall is the ultimate time in Wisconsin. I do miss now seeing an average summer day in Florida is an average of 90 plus degrees. Yeah, I hear you, Steve. Well, Steve, come back. Come on back. Conrad, they got moving vans in Florida?
I think so.
Get your parents back up here. Come on, Mom.
I don't think my mom
Steve.
Would like that.
And then Bridget in the 818 says, I think lip syncing is okay if there is a lot of dancing and more of a show. I prefer live. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, Bridget. All right, we're going to pivot here. That's what I like. It's like a basketball move. I'm going to head fake to our next guest. I'm very excited to welcome her. This is her first time here on Nightlight. She is the village administrator of Wausaukee, and her name is Sarah Pollan, and she is going to tell us all about what is going on in the awesome city of Wausaukee over the 4th. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, Pete. Thank you for having me.
So it's great to have you here. How are you tonight? Are you having a good night there in Wausaukee? Did you get a fish fry or something in an old-fashioned?
I didn't. I came home and got ready to talk to you instead. Maybe I'll get one after.
Oh, all right. I hope you don't miss out on my account, but try the walleye. What do you prefer, perch or walleye?
Baked cod.
Baked cod. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot healthier.
Cajun baked cod.
Yeah. Very good stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it. Do you have a preferred place there in Wausaukee you go to? It's such a pretty town. I love driving through there. What's your joint that you hit?
Well, what am I doing? Am I eating or am I having a beer?
Well, ideally you're doing both. But no, let's say eating.
Manor on Main.
Manor on Main.
Absolutely.
And I love that you asked that, like, because that tells me you have many different activities. We'll go out for a drink. We'll go for fish. And what about just if you're going out for a drink, where do you go in Wausaukee?
Dark Horse.
Dark Horse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you a lifelong native?
I am.
You
moved
are.
Away in the 90s, went to college, stayed in Green Bay for about 10 years, and then came back because I wanted to raise my kids up here.
Okay. So I had a friend who lived in Wausaukee, and I called it a suburb of Marinette once, and he did not like that. How do you feel about that, Sarah?
I think in Marinette County, we really, there's no such thing as a suburb.
Right.
Or maybe we all are. Maybe we're all a suburb of Marinette. It's, everything is at least 30 minutes away. It's just reality when you live out in the county.
That's right.
Everything's 30 minutes away.
I consider Menominee a suburb of Marinette. How do you like that?
I think that's fair.
You don't have a horse in the race. You're up in Wausaukee. Okay. Well, it's great to have you here. Let's talk about the 4th of July. Tell us about this extravaganza you have there in Wausaukee. It sounds great.
Yeah, we have a host of activities. They start at 10 a.m. down at the Marinette County Fairgrounds. That whole celebration is hosted by the Marinette County Fair Association on the grounds. It starts with crafters and vendors. They set up around 10 a.m. There's a horse speed show. I'm not equestrian any way, shape, or form, so I had to ask, and I think they run around barrels, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
If you're into horses, you're probably into that. And then the parade is at 1 o'clock down Main Street. It runs from the south end, Kenny Drive, all the way to North Avenue through the park.
Nice.
We have no registration, so if anybody still wants to get into the parade, just line up somewhere between noon and 12:30 behind J&R Auto. Not hard to find. Nothing is hard to find in Wausaukee.
So anybody can just get in the parade?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, anybody at all. We just ask that you stay behind our servicemen and women who march first with our flag, and then all the emergency vehicles. They're all first, and wherever you fall in line after that, you fall in line.
That would be a pretty crappy move, wouldn't it, to jump in front
of
the veterans?
Yeah, like it would be a bold move. Yeah, no one's really ever done it. But
well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What? How long does the parade last?
That all depends on the number of entries we have. I'd say 45 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
On average, bring a towel. The youth baseball teams on their trailers will get you completely soaked with their water guns every year. I look forward to it.
Wow. So people expect
usually
it.
Hot, so I'll take the water gun.
That's like a Gallagher show.
Abuse. What's that?
That's like a Gallagher show. You get wet if you're sitting too close to the front. Well, that's fun. So do you have candy and stuff like that? Do they throw candy out to the kids?
Almost every registrant in the parade throws candy. Absolutely.
What would you say?
You'll have your fill.
Is there a weird entry every year? Like, I remember one time, I think it wasn't Marinette, but there was a entry. They had porta potties. Might have been like New London, like the porta potty company wanted representations. They had two porta potties up there. I don't know if anybody was in them or if they were being used, but they were in the parade.
I have not seen a porta potty entry. We do have the North Country Christmas tree shearing crew that will go through the parade and stop every however many yards. I'm not really sure what their protocol is for stopping, but they will get out and shear a tree literally right in the middle of Main Street and then haul it back on the trailer and go on their way. Oh, that's neat to
cool.
see.
Yeah, that is cool. That's very cool. Did we miss now? Are you familiar with, I assume it's on your calendar, I saw this, Amberg Ducky Day?
I heard that they did a first annual Amberg Ducky Day.
Do you have any idea what that is? It was on June 28th or June 22nd. I think we missed it, sadly.
It's a duck race, and they put them in the river, and whoever's duck made it to the end of the river first won a pile of money. And I think they're trying to raise money for their baseball field that they're trying to bring back to life. It's been sitting vacant for I want to say 20 plus years, and I could be misspeaking because I'm not an expert on Amberg by any means, but they're trying to renovate that and raise money. So they started their Ducky Days is what I heard.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Sarah, I disapprove. Building a new little league on the backs of these hardworking ducks. What do the ducks get out of it?
A nice swim down the river, I guess.
That sounds fun. People will bet on anything or make sport or a contest out of anything. Do you think they bet on this stuff?
I mean, I think with the purchase of your duck, you're betting,
yeah,
but
I'd
like
so.
To look at it more as people were really willing to buy a little plastic duck for a ridiculous amount of money to support like a really good cause. That's the way I prefer to look at it.
Okay. That's very optimistic of you.
Maybe.
So you guys also, I'll let you get a pre-plug in here because we spoke earlier and you said, you know, I would love to come on sometime and talk about our Oktoberfest. Tell us about it. Give us a little, I know it's a ways off, but what's so great about it?
Well, our Oktoberfest happens the first Saturday of every year, rain or shine. And let me tell you, the rain and the snow and the sleet and everything in between has never stopped anyone from coming.
Nice.
This will be our 15th annual. Last year, for the first time ever, we actually had to turn vendors away because we had no more space along Main Street. There was over 180 entries or spaces rented by these vendors of all kinds. There's everything from woodworking and jewelry and honey and syrup that people make, everything in between, from one end of our village to the, well, I should say not from one end, from Jackson Street all the way north to the bridge, there are vendors on both sides of the road. The businesses have specials. We shut down Harrison and we put a band next mile on the street. There are food vendors of every kind. There's Pastor Paul's, or what is it? The food pantry. Paul's food pantry, I think it is. They do Booyah. That's a big hit. Nice. And we have, I would say, an attendance between 3,000 and 5,000 in our little village of 565. It is
that
a
is
sight
something.
To behold, and it is an amazing time.
All right, well, you'll have to come back then and tell us more about when it gets closer. I made a film in Marinette years ago that you said you heard of, because you said my name sounded familiar. So we talked a little bit about the Godfather of Green Bay. You know, there's a big Rocktoberfest celebration in that film. And that's why everybody is converging on this bar in the movie, because it's Rocktoberfest, which they used to say in the radio business.
Really? And I never heard of that.
Oh,
shame
really?
Me.
Oh, yeah. It was a big radio thing. Rock, you know, okay. What's the best thing about living in Wausaukee?
The people.
Yeah.
You cannot beat small town camaraderie. I mean, you fight like cats and dogs, but it's almost like siblings, right? Like I saw something on Facebook the other day, like your sibling, you would punch him in the face to get the remote, but boy, if somebody messes with them, you know, they'll come after you, guns a-blazing. That's kind of what it feels like in a small town.
That is,
it really does.
So dysfunctional. I can beat you up, but the minute someone else comes in to start wailing on you, then it's just people looking for fights.
You can wail on your own, but not, you know, no one else, no strangers. It's not cool.
What is that? There used to be a hotel on the main drag there in Wausaukee, and I think it's a business now, but it has this really neat old porch. It looks like something out of a movie. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know any history behind that hotel? What is the history?
It's one of the oldest standing buildings in Wausaukee still. It was the Wausaukee Hotel, built in the 1800s, and turned residential. And I'm not sure at what point that happened, but did turn into, you know, residential. The previous owners did run it as a bed and breakfast for a fair amount of years.
Okay.
And now they've sold it to a rather large family. He's actually a trustee on our village board. And he runs his real estate business out of there now.
Very nice. All right. Hey, so what we do on this show, Sarah, in addition to talking about your awesome event coming up on the 4th of July, is we talk about movies and TV. What do you want? When you're done planning parades and being the village administrator, when all the administrating has been done in your village, what are you sitting down to watch at the end of the day?
Fox 11 News. Religiously. So, at 9 o'clock every night when I go to bed, and 7 a.m. every morning, I don't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Who do you like on Fox 11 in the morning?
All of them. Pete Petoniak,
Rachel. Rachel Maddow. That's what I was trying to get you to say. Rachel's a friend of ours here. So that's fun. They do a great job, don't they?
Melissa, better not forget her. Yeah, Melissa McCready. I love them all. They're great. Phil, they're all great.
All right. Good for you. Well, that's fantastic. I appreciate your time tonight, Sarah. I hope you guys have a great 4th of July there in Wausaukee. It's a beautiful, lovely town. And don't be a stranger. Come back and see us when Rocktoberfest. Think about it. Think about changing the name. I'm just kidding.
I will.
Come back and talk to us again when Oktoberfest is. That sounds like quite a bash, too.
It does. It does. Absolutely. I don't know what Outlaw Junkies or Rapid Transit are like, but those are the bands. And hopefully they rock.
Oh, they sound fantastic.
The fireworks rock. I know that.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. All right. Well, party safely next week and have a great time. And thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Pete.
You're welcome. That's Sarah Pollan. She's the village administrator for Wausaukee. Does that sound like a nice gig, Conrad?
It does.
Do you see yourself wearing village administrator shoes ever?
I don't think I do.
No? All right. Not with that attitude. All right. We've got more text to read coming up next. And what do we do? Maybe we'll talk about Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
98 today. That's pretty cool. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. No matter how I try.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dressed in blue.
Jim from Appleton says, let's see. Taylor does a three-hour show, sometimes three or four times a week, with a full aerobic workout during the shows. I doubt that she lip-syncs the entire time. However, with all things considered, lip-sync would be more in line of self-preservation. With that load, she would blow her voice out in weeks. Yeah, that's kind of my argument too, Jim. And again, I don't, you know, I'm not going to see Taylor Swift in concert, but I really don't have a problem with it. As long as she's like, I think if her Swifties know, it's not a big deal. Sounds like Sour Grapes by Dave Grohl, which I'm surprised at. I really like Dave Grohl. Trista Hobbs checks in on the stream and says, Wasaki 4th of July is great. I will take Trista's word for it. That's an endorsement from someone who is not on the show. I love it. Ed the Diver says, I love horses. You're not bringing your horses with you, Ed, when you come into the studio. I'll sneeze, and they'll make a mess. Silent J says, Milli Vanilli was the original lip sync. That was like one of the first ones. You're right. And I when that happened, even then, I was like, oh, so what? It's not like they're, again, if it's like a folk singer, if Pete Seeger is lip syncing, that's weird. If Springsteen is lip syncing, that's weird. Milli Vanilli was like two good-looking guys singing a pop tune. That didn't bother me. And I don't think it bothered their fans, but they were like the laughing stock of the country. And I'm sure I jumped on that bandwagon just because I thought they were sort of silly. Although I did catch myself singing one of their songs. Conrad, let's find some Milli Vanilli for the next break.
We'll sounds it. Good.
Girl, you know it's true. No, that's not, is that it? Blame It on the Rain. That's the one. And I was like, oh my God, I'm singing a Milli Vanilli song. But there's nobody around. So, and then, so I saw this too, Conrad. I thought this was interesting. Have you heard about this custom eating placentas?
No.
Do you know what a placenta is?
I do, but.
Okay.
What?
This is a thing. People eat it. And I remember at one of our birthing classes when we were, I think my wife was pregnant with our son, we went and the Lamaze teacher was like, oh yeah, I eat placenta. All my kids, I've eaten the placenta. It's supposed to be good luck. This is what I don't understand though. They say if you eat it or bury it, it's good luck. Well, what is it? That's two very different things. But a lot of people do it. It's like a custom. Something about putting the placenta back in your body. And I saw this on Huffington Post today. Tori Spelling said she and her ex-husband ate her placenta. They cooked it and ate it. She also said she lost. They had like five kids. She lost a couple of the placentas when they moved.
That's interesting.
It's something you don't want to leave behind for the new people. Very strange, though. All right. So Mel Brooks, a comedy legend, folks. Blazing Saddles, one of my favorite movies of all time. So politically incorrect and beautiful. You can't even, we tried to find a clip and Conrad couldn't, he like tore the muscles in his thumbs trying to edit a clip from Blazing Saddles, because there's just so much swearing. There's so many inappropriate things they say. And that's what makes it so funny. But Mel Brooks is 98, And he is, you know, Spaceballs, History of the World, Blazing Saddles. He's an absolute comedy icon. I cannot believe he's 98. One time I saw him in a deli in L.A. and I just stared at him from across the room. I was like, I cannot believe. And he was probably only like, you know, 78 or 80 at the time. But this guy is an absolute legend. And we have a clip here from History of the World. This is Mel Brooks's version from History of the World of The Last Supper.
Before this night is over, one of you shall betray me 3 times.
No. Master, how can you feel that anyone here would betray you? You who we would follow even unto our death.
Yes. Does everybody want soup?
Please, we must talk. This may be our last supper.
Hey, it's my first order. Oh, look, one little question. I'll let you all go. Are you all together, or is it separate checks?
Please, go away. Go away.
All right, okay.
Yay, yay, so you say. But one who sits amongst us has already betrayed me this night.
Who?
Who?
Who? Who can it be?
Judas! Do you want a beverage? Try the mulled wine. It's terrific.
No! Leave us alone!
Go, go, go!
Please. All right. Jesus.
Yes.
What?
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 Yes.
Jesus.
What?
Yes.
What?
You said what?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, I love Mel Brooks. Spaceballs, I was like, kind of like, all right, this is like a parody of Star Wars. But it was still funny just because he's so funny. And that moment in Blazing Saddles when he's making his pitch and they say that the sheriff is going to be an African-American and everyone in the crowd starts going, harumph, harumph, harumph. And Mel Brooks points out and goes, I didn't get a harumph out of that guy. Have you seen Blazing Saddles, Conrad?
I've never seen it.
Oh, man. Homework. I'll tell you what. We'll go to Wasaki. We'll hit the 4th of July parade. And we'll watch Blazing Saddles.
Sounds good to me.
You already have plans, though. Aren't you looking after cats or something?
Yeah, I'm taking care of my brother's cats.
All right, so Mike Clemens is going to join us in a few minutes. We'll get an update from Miller Park. Is it still Miller Park? It's not, is it?
It's American Family Field.
American Family Field.
But it's Miller Park.
I still want to call it Miller Park.
It's Miller Park.
I still want to call it County Stadium. That's totally inappropriate. I mean, County Stadium, like how... That's so basic.
Yeah. I mean, I just, no matter what, I will call it Miller Park.
But you know what I mean? Like when they, like Chicago, you got Wrigley Field. St. Louis, you got Busch Stadium. County Stadium. We need a name for this new structure. Well, it's located in a county.
That's there we go.
County Stadium. Done. See you on Monday, everybody. I love Miller Park. Like, Miller Park is my favorite.
A five-minute board meeting.
Yeah, right. City Park? No. State Playfield? No. County Stadium? Done. Mike Clemens is coming up next. We are also going to talk about Ricky Gervais had a birthday this week, too.
Yep.
We have some awesome clips of Ricky Gervais from The Office and Night at the Museum. Terry Barr will be here at 8:35. Mike Clemens is up in a few minutes here. We've got a great news broadcast coming up. We have a phenomenal news team here at Civic Media. Stay tuned for that. And let us know what you think. Is it okay to lip sync? Dave Grohl says no. Called Taylor Swift out. What do you think? That's our question of the night. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Is it okay to lip sync? Let us know. I'll read it on the air. And as usual, chime in with anything that's on your mind tonight, folks. We'll be right back with more Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day, and we'll hear from Dean Muller with the Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report, live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the Talk of Green Bay.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.